Jaya Radha Madhava Gungadhi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Gungadhi Hari Gopi Chandamala Vaha Girivaru Dari Gopi Chandamala Vaha Girivaru Dari Krishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshatarine Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. A reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 5, Narada's instructions on Srimad Bhagavatam, text 25. Ichistalepan Anumoditaha Dvijay Sakrit Sma Unje Tat Pasta Gilvishaha Evam Privritasya Vishuddha Chetasaha Tat Dharmaha Eva Atma Ruchihi Prajayate Uchistale pan anamoti tot vijay Sakritsma punje tat apasta kilvishaha Evam pravistasya vishuddha chetasas Tadharma ibatmam ruchi prajayate Chistale pan anumod condito twichai. Sakritsma vunje tar pasta kilvishaha. Evam pravristasya vishuda chetasas. Tadharma vatma ruchi prachayate. Uchistale pana numodito twichai. Sakritsma vunje tar pasta kilvishaha. Evam pravrittasya vishuddha chetasas. Tadharme vatma ruchi prachayate. Please stand. Uchistale pana numodito twichai. Sakritsma vunje tar pasta kilvishaha. Evam pravrittasya vishuddha chetasas. Tadharme vatma ruchi prachayate. Uchistale pana numodito twichai. Sakritsma vunje tar pasta kilvishaha. Evam pravrittasya vishuddha chetasas. Tadharma vatma ruchi prachayate. Uchistale pana numodito twichai. Sakritsma vunje tar pasta kilvishaha. Evam pravrittasya vishuddha chetasas. Tadharma vatma ruchi prachayate. Uchistale pan. The remnants of foodstuff. Anumoditaha, being permitted, vijay, by the Vedantis Brahmanas, sakrit, once upon a time, sma, in the past, bunje, took, tat, by that action, apasta, eliminated. Kilvishaha. All sins. Evam. Thus. Pravrittasya. Being engaged. Vishuddha chetasaha. Of one whose mind is purified. Tad. That particular. Dharmaha. Nature. Eva. Certainly. Atmuruchihi. Transcendental attraction. Prajayate. Was manifested. Translation purport by Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Once only by their permission, I took the remnants of their food. And by so doing, all my sins were at once eradicated. Thus being engaged, I became purified in heart, and at that time, the very nature of the transcendentalist became attractive to me. Please repeat. Once only by their permission.
Once only by their permission.
I took the remnants of their food.
And by so doing, all my sins were at once
eradicated.
Thus being engaged,
I became purified in heart.
And at that time, the very nature of the transcendentalist became attracted to me.
Srila
Prabhupada's purport. Pure devotion is as much infectious, in a good sense, as infectious diseases. A pure devotee is cleared from all kinds of sins. The personality of Godhead is the purest entity. And unless one is equally pure from the infection of material qualities, one cannot become a pure devotee of the Lord. The Bhakti Vedantas, as above mentioned, were pure devotees, and the boy became infected with their qualities of purity by their association and by eating once the remnants of the foodstuff taken by them. Such remnants may be taken even without permission of the pure devotees. There are sometimes pseudo-devotees, and one should be very much cautious about them. There are many things which hinder one from entering devotional service, but by the association of pure devotees, all these obstacles are removed. The neophyte devotee becomes practically enriched with the transcendental qualities of the pure devotee, which means attraction for the personality of Godhead's name, theme, quality, pastimes, etc. Infection of the qualities of the pure devotee means to imbibe the taste of pure devotion always in the transcendental activities of the personality of Godhead. This transcendental taste at once makes all material things distasteful. Therefore, a pure devotee is not at all attracted by material activities. After the elimination of all sins or obstacles on the path of devotional service, one can become attracted. One can have steadiness, one can have perfect taste, one can have transcendental emotions, and at last one can be situated on the plane of loving service of the Lord. All these stages develop by the association of pure devotees, and that is the purport of this stanza. Namo Vishnuvadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shanyavadi Paschati Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaura Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, during the Chaturmasya time, when the young boy Narada, he had that opportunity to associate with the Bhaktivedantas, he was able to get this infectious disease of pure devotion. In other words, he took the remnants of the Bhaktivedantas, and he was cleared from his sins. And because these great devotees of the Lord were residing in the inn where his mother was serving, this young boy, he had an opportunity to hear from them. He had their association, and in that way, he could see that these were advanced souls, and he wanted to be with them, and he wanted to take their remnants, and he asked permission, even though you don't have to, as it says here. The remnants may be taken even without permission, but he did request, and he was given permission, and he was submissive, and he wasn't whimsical, an unusual child, because most children want to play and sport, but he was interested in hearing from them and serving them and taking their remnants and making advancement in devotional life. So, fortunately, Prabhupada created a society of devotees where we're able to do the same thing. Take association here. We can always hear from Prabhupada and his representatives. And even take remnants when you can. I remember when we had an airport room at the old Denver airport. We had a room where we kept all our books, like a go-down. And it was really nice because we could go there for lunch and take prasad and then maybe read a little bit and refresh and go back out for the rest of the day till 8:39. And so, Jaga and I, we always had the fortune of cleaning up after everybody, making sure everything was, clean and washed and, take care of the books and everything. We took care of everything. But there were a lot of side benefits for that, of course, serving the devotees and the books. And we would literally take the paper plates out of the garbage and take the remnants. Because there were a lot of nice devotees who were always going out with us, regular devotees from here. And at the time, Kavi Chandra, he was a, Vanachari. He was Vanachari at the time. And Naikatma Prabhu. Naikatma Prabhu was our Sankirtan leader at the time. And Kavi Chandra Prabhu at the time, he would always preach and encourage us, and so we always got their association, really nice preaching and nice remnants, and then sometimes Tripurari Swami would come and Vaisheshika Prabhu, so many different devotees, and when they weren't looking, we never asked permission, not once, and we took their remnants. And so then we were able to live and exist because of that. So in that way, we were very fortunate because they're genuine devotees. Like Prabhupada says here, sometimes they're pseudo-devotees and you have to be careful, right? Who you're associating with. And we were very fortunate to always have very sincere and genuine devotees following Srila Prabhupada. So in that way, when we would distribute the Bhagavatam, we would always remember how Prabhupada said that Narada Muni has kindly appeared in the Bhagavatam. So now we're reading about that. And so we felt like he's with us. And since this is New Bhadrak Ashram, Srila Vyasadeva is always here, Narada's disciple. And therefore, Narada Muni is always here. And then we considered Radha Govinda to be the supreme deities of Srimad Bhagavatam, mm-hmm. the whole world, because it's new Bhadrak Ashram. So we took that seriously and tried to get Prabhupada's association and remnants from the Bhagavatam. And one time, when we were in Los Angeles, we used to go there and get more association and purification in New Dwarka. And Gauri, Mother Gauri, was there, great Sankirtan devotee who painted for the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So they took her off Sankirtan for the CC marathon, and she would paint. And so she, we had a lot of her association and of her remnants. And got to serve her and many of the, like Mula Bhakriti, many of these devotees there. And so we imbibed from them a lot of mercy from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Everyone was distributing Gitas and Bhagavatams at the time, and a lot of Krishna books. Vaisheshika Prabhu used to like to really do the Krishna books. We like that a lot. So we used to watch at a distance how he would distribute. And just by their association of these devotees and their remnants, again, we were able to keep plodding on just by their mercy, certainly. And here Prabhupada says, by the association of pure devotees, all these obstacles are removed. You know, anything that's in the way. And there were a lot of obstacles, right? And everybody can see every day there seems to be obstacles, big or small. And so we used to have maybe big or small obstacles. At one time there was a whole big court case going on here, and one in L.A., and Amarendra Prabhu, Parma Karuna's dad, used to help us out. And so we would just have faith in the Bhagavatam and the Gita and the association of the devotees, and the obstacles would go away. So certainly, probably, you could say that a young boy like Narada Muni, when he was in that incarnation, it seemed like an obstacle. He was from a so-called lower birth, and he, you know, what was he doing? He was just serving in the inn with his mother, and it seemed like a kind of like a dead end, you know, in life. But his whole life became so successful through this association of the devotees. So the devotees take the humble stance and see that, well, you know, I haven't done anything. Prabhupada's doing all the preaching, and associating with devotees is, you know, the strength and carrying us on. They're like the palanquin, you know. We can go across any obstacle, any difficulty through their association. Prabhupada says the neophyte devotee becomes practically enriched with the transcendental qualities of the pure devotee, which means attraction for the Lord's name, fame, and pastimes, etc. So even a neophyte, and certainly many of us considered ourselves neophytes, and still do. And through Prabhupada's association and so many pure devotees in this mission, we can feel the nourishment and the enrichment that comes. We see their good qualities and feel inspired by their good qualities and actually have a desire to attain pure devotional service by, you know, observing them, having their association, seeing how wonderful they are and how peaceful and compassionate and merciful and, you know, how caring they are. And you just feel, this is so wonderful. I just really want to shed all this false ego and have those qualities, you know, the qualities of the soul. Those are so attractive, and they're coming all from Krishna. And Krishna's pure devotee has them and distributes them. So we felt like that from distributing the Bhagavatam, and we did a lot of distribution of the first canto, part 1, 2, and 3, over the years. And we really felt special reciprocation from Srila Vyasadeva and Narada Muni, and felt attracted to their qualities. And especially, you know, hearing that Vyasadeva is still composing Bhagavatam. And how Prabhupada would say that you can expand Srimad Bhagavatam. So it became like a living, you know, even more, living Shastra, that it's so alive. I mean, it's always alive, of course, but just the fact that the composer, Srila Vyasadeva, is still with us, and Srila Prabhupada is still with us. And every day this knowledge is still with us, you know, to the degree that we want to take it up and imbibe it and distribute it. So that was always encouraging. We always felt like, you know, we'd look out to the mountains and we'd remember how Prabhupada glanced on the skyline right outside the airport, and how he saw This is like the Himalayas, and we would see, whenever we'd see the skyline, we would see Srila Vyasadeva and Narad Muni. So, and of course, Srimad Bhagavatam. So it became just alive and so special, which is why we were sad when we had no more single volume Bhagavatams to distribute. It was like sadness for years. So now is the cause of celebration. So Prabhupada is saying that the qualities of the pure devotee, when you're infected by the pure devotee's qualities, when you get that infection, then you're getting a taste for pure devotion. You're getting a taste for Krishna's qualities, attracted more to Krishna. And that attraction is natural, but we have to have this kind of mercy to get that attraction. Even though it's natural, we have to have this kind of infection coming from the pure devotees to get a taste. Because we've had such a lower taste for so long that it seems, you know, like it's good. But in order to really get the taste, imbibe the taste of pure devotion, then we need this kind of infection that Narada Muni got as that young boy. This transcendental taste at once makes all material things distasteful. So then we can see, you know, get a little barometer going there. How much of a taste do we have spiritually? You know, are we losing the taste for material things? Are material things actually becoming distasteful? And through association of devotees, you know, this infection, it really does work. You know, just like when you're sick and you're infected with some certain diseases, you have no taste for certain things, or maybe don't want to eat at all. So we have a distaste when we have this kind of infection. We won't, you know, want to take any more from, you know, that type of nourishment, material things. We only want the transcendental, the devotional. That's it. This transcendental taste at once makes all material things distasteful. Therefore, a pure devotee is not at all attracted by material activities. So how can you be like that? And you can see that if you're getting this infection, you're becoming freed from sins and, you know, material sinful reactions, material desires. So that's how you can get this taste. You can be eliminated, it says, Prabhupada says, of all sins or obstacles on the path. And sometimes we think it's by our own endeavor. You know, of course we're endeavoring, but it has to be this infection. It has to be the pure devotee that injects the infection, the empowerment, the mercy to be freed and eliminated from sins and obstacles. And then you become attractive and steady, right? And get a taste. So, and it's nice at the end of the purport, Prabhupada said, then you can have this taste and you can have transcendental emotions. Like last night, we had lots of transcendental emotions last night. Of course, you know, I would say for myself, you know, it's still like tinged with passion, ignorance. You know, like still there's that sentiment in the heart which isn't fully Krishna conscious. But there was some tinge I was feeling, and that was because of the association of devotees, and we were feeling some, you know, heartfelt compassion for these souls that, you know, behind these doors that we were knocking on were suffering so much, or if they thought they were enjoying so much, still, we could see, and you know, we could appreciate the happiness in their heart, and that, you know, came to their eyes and their smile when they got all this. They got, like, they're starting to get the taste. So these are transcendental emotions, and they're real. And they're what, you know, water that creeper and give us that, you know, glimpse and want us, you know, you want to go on and on and knock on every door in the world. And then Prabhupada said, at last one can be situated on the plane of loving service of the Lord. All these stages developed by the association of pure devotees. And that is the purport of this stanza. So thanks to the devotees here for their nice association. And Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Vyasadeva and Narada Muni. And all the devotees that are making possible to distribute this, help others. You know, they may not read immediately about Narada Muni, they may read another book, but then eventually Narada Muni will come to their life, and they'll be appreciating more and more these personalities that we're so fortunate to be associating with now. So I'm going to stop here. If there's any questions or comments, yes, Prabhu?
Sometimes the devotees that are more advanced, are, they avoid, they hesitate, or even avoid giving their remnants, or allowing those who are junior to wash their feet, or things like that, which may seem like a prideful thing. Whereas in the Vedic culture, we see that when there was a greeting between brothers, cousins, friends, then there was a grace to those who were equal. There was obeisances to those who were senior, and blessings to those who were junior. So we see everything except for the blessings in the name of being proud. But I feel like sometimes Virabhava who confirmed that it's being neglected, that devotees aren't giving their blessings out of so-called humility. So what should we do, or what should I do as a junior devotee if those who are senior to me don't give their remnants, don't let them wash their feet? These things which are more tangible to newer devotees, what should be my thought process to not be affected by this lack of blessings?
Well, if you can confide in your guru, and your Guru Maharaj will give you the instruction for what you should do, like in terms of etiquette with him and with his god brothers, like that. And so you follow his direction, and you will always have the blessings, even if you know, it seems like maybe sometimes some gurus don't like the footpath. But whatever is pleasing to them, then you'll get the blessings, you'll get the dust of their feet, like that. If you're following their instructions, you'll get that dust, you'll get those blessings. So just take up the instructions of your spiritual master, and those, you know, like within the temple, when personalities come here, you can confide in the older devotees who are guiding us in the temple. How should we proceed, you know, when we have visitors, and how should we act in terms of the senior devotees here? So these devotees can give us the instruction of how to get the blessings. Even if we don't physically do all the different things, like the foot bath and all this and that, just by taking their instructions, then we'll get the blessings. They'll come. And you'll see. You'll get lots of dust. For sure. Yes, Prabhu?
Yes, Prabhu was explaining the Vani and Vani, how you get personal association, commandments, touch his feet. Better than personal association is the instructions. This is not a money that he's going to get, but hearing from the sages, he developed more and more attraction to hearing about the Supreme Court. He had a change. But the personal association, was that initial association by which one begins to cleanse, and then by following Pure Devotee's instructions, leads one to the most paramount self, or awareness, understanding the personality of God.
Yeah. And just by following Prabhupada's instructions over the years, even though Prabhupada left the planet, it's like we get so much mercy from Prabhupada's murti. You know, never before did we touch his feet or bathe him or dress him or, you know, do all those personal services. And we've been following Prabhupada's instructions, so it's kind of like amazing how everything's expanded. You know, you just keep following Prabhupada, and then all of a sudden, all these things that you wished you could have done when Prabhupada was on the planet, you can do. Everyone can go up at Guru Puja, get the dust of Prabhupada's feet, and you know, all these things that we might not have had the opportunity to do when Prabhupada was with us. So you can see by that mercy of the keep up with the instructions, keep following the instructions, and then all these blessings are there.
I think that's that. In my experience, I think I got the issue of Prabhupada Karavans, that's where you flash, the touch of feet. But the experience from his instructions are superior to what I was experiencing when I was doing my
Yeah, it'll be there, you know, it'll just shower on your head. It's like, you know, go out and engage the souls and the feet of your guru and Prabhupada are on your head, and the shower of their footbath is always with you. You'll feel it. You really will. All glories to Srimad Bhagavatam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.